Hi guys, good morning and welcome to Money Wise Tips. So for today, ang didiscuss natin is about the four reasons no why Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies will rise this year. Okay? So nakita naman natin from as high as 20,000 last December 2017 no. And bumaba yung price niya, nagkaroon ng correction no around as low as 6,000 no, bumaba siya. And ngayon it's a perfect time to come in kasi na-break niya na yung 7,000 resistance niya. And I will give you, no, again, sabi ko nga kanina, four reasons why it will go up this year. So, ito yung reasons ko but sobrang positive ako. First is, as you all know, no, binan ng Facebook lahat ng cryptocurrency ads earlier this year, no, but today, nilift na nila yung ban na yan. So, Facebook is again, kumbaga, is faceted with regards to cryptocurrencies. Okay, so, pwede na ulit mag-ads, no? With regards to cryptocurrencies. Of course, dapat hindi scams yun. So, yun yung mga binaban nila. Okay, and second is, Japan and Korea, no, are now fixing and finalizing their regulations, no, about cryptocurrencies. So, they are all positive with cryptocurrencies, no, and yun, ini-streamline na nila everything, the process. So, ibig sabihin, there's really hope and there's really, kumbaga, acceptance, no, with regards to cryptocurrencies, no, in Japan and South Korea. Okay, so, that's the second one. And the third one is, there are major investors, no, na nabasa ko in especially in Silicon Valley na these are investors na nag-invest din sa Facebook, na yung mga startups, yung mga kumbaga these are big time investors are now investing also in cryptocurrencies. Okay, so and the last one, of course, the major one for me is the pending approval of ETF, no, exchange traded funds. Ibig sabihin no, no, sa ating kasi sa Pilipinas no, wala pang masyado, kumbaga there's one yung the market index, yun lang yung ETF natin, but it's not that popular pa sa Philippines no, but sa states may tinatawag tayo exchange traded funds which you could buy no, kasi stocks kasi madali, di ba? So if it's ETF no, you could buy easily mutual funds, parang stocks na lang, commodities no, like oil, gold no. So pag na-approve na yung ETF for cryptocurrencies no, sobrang dali na for investor, for the public to buy and to buy no and invest in cryptocurrencies no. So especially Bitcoin no. So kanina na yung third reason ko, these are private big investors, and then the fourth reason yung sinabi ko ngayon, pag na-approve yung ETF, which is we expect very soon no, ano na yun? Kumbaga, the big funds talaga, the public funds no, will come in. And, no, economics, supply and demand. So, pag lumakas yung demand, dumami ulit yung mga investors, the price will go up. Okay, so those are the major, the four major reasons why I'm very positive with cryptocurrencies, no, especially with Bitcoin. No. So, again, first, Facebook lifting the ban on the ads no sa cryptocurrency. Second, Japan and South Korea are now finalizing their regulations so with regards to cryptocurrencies. Third is major investors, individual investors in Silicon Valley are now investing in cryptocurrencies. And the fourth one and the last one is the pending approval of the ETF. Actually, there are around 10 ETFs na for approval no with regards to cryptocurrencies no. So very positive tayo, and if you want to invest and try no as a, again as a financial planner no, I would suggest no, maybe you put 5 to 10% of your investable assets. So ibig sabihin investable assets, these are the assets or the cash na you could invest no in paper assets, kumbaga this are kumbaga hindi mo na siya kailangan. Okay, these are your disposable assets. So ibig sabihin 5 to 10% na invest mo sa cryptocurrencies, because cryptocurrencies are very risky investment. So that's why I encourage you na pwedeng ito yung pwedeng yung pera mo na pwedeng ma-lose or pwedeng kumbaga kung magsusugal ka, kumbaga parang ito yung ano mo, ito yung pang sugal mo no. So You don't need a very big chunk of money, no, to invest in cryptocurrency. You could start as low as 1,000, 2,000. And then the second one is you don't need big money to have big gains in cryptocurrency. So, kami katulad kami when we started, no, Bitcoin is around $600 pa noon. So, kumbaga, very very cheap pa siya talaga noon and naging $20,000, no. So, you don't need big money to have big gains in cryptocurrency, just 5 to 10% of investable assets, the amount again that you could lose, no. So, if you want me to guide you, no, I'll just post the link, no. I've created a course where you could buy cryptocurrencies, no, kasi may wallets ka, may mga crypto exchanges na dapat legit, no, kasi maraming scams dyan. So I will give you the step-by-step guide on how to buy Bitcoins, cryptocurrencies, no, and ano yung mga exchanges, no. I will discuss also hardware wallets which you could secure your cryptocurrencies, no, and pinaka-importante dun sa course ko, I will give you my coins. Kumbaga, I will give you my picks, no, kung ano saan din ako nag-i-invest na cryptocurrencies. Kasi ngayon, ang Bitcoin, medyo mahal na siya, diba, in terms of price, no? Kasi around $7,000 per coin. And I will give you, no, some of the cryptos, yung mga mura pa, which we believe na magkakapotential na maging Bitcoin din. So, these are yung mga mura pa, cents pa, cents, dollar cents pa yung presyo nila. And I will give you those picks, those stock market, those cryptocurrency picks, no? And I hope na, kasi ito, inaaral ko, binabasa ko talaga. And kasi, gusto ko makita yung next Bitcoin, no? The technology behind them. And just to give you a hint, no? One crypto na nakikita ko is, siya yung magiging parang central bank, no, ng mga cryptocurrencies, no. So we could buy as early as now this coin, no, para pag siya yung talagang na-approve na parang siya yung magiging central bank ng cryptocurrency, no. So we could buy as early as now, very cheap pa siya, and merong mga coins din na sila yung nag-approve ng transactions, no. So those are, kasi we invest not only with the coin, with the founder, but also with the technology behind it. Kasi different cryptocurrency coins, no, different technology behind it, different features. So yun yung gusto natin. Okay, so we are investing not because yung presyo nila ngayon, but because of the value in the future, the technology behind it. Okay, which is the blockchain and the smart contracts, etc., etc. Okay, so I hope na makita kita sa loob ng course, no. So you could go to www.pinoycryptomasterplan.com. So I will also post the link below and above this video para makita mo yung course na yon. And of course, that's very very cheap, very very cheap course, very very affordable. I just want to give back kasi personally, no, yung babayad nyo dito is for the maintenance lang ng website and everything na binabayad ko doon sa software just to give the course. But honestly, I just want to give up because we've gained so much, no, when we started 2016, wala pong nag-uusap. Wala pong, sa Philippines, wala pong masyadong nag-uusap about cryptocurrency. We started investing in Bitcoin and Ethereum, no. So, yun. I hope na makita kita sa loob ng course. If you have any questions, just any questions, just message me directly on my page, on my Facebook, and I will personally answer you. So, sumasagot po ako sa lahat ng mga questions. Okay? Again, sayang ng opportunity. This is a golden opportunity for us kasi we believe that Bitcoin, no, will rise. The cryptocurrency will rise. Ito yung especially Bitcoin until the end of the year, okay, no? So this 2018, okay? So if you guys find value in this video, please do share this video and please like my page, and I hope to see you inside of my course, PinoyCryptoMasterPlan.com. Again, thank you and God bless.